What is it about writing that first section of a report or a proposal that causes people so much anxiety?
As soon as you put fingers to keyboard, you feel there's no going back. You know, in your head could exist the perfect report or the perfect proposal or even email, because you can still get writer's block about emails. As soon as you actually write it, of course, then it's going to be full of all those imperfections that everything else in the real world is full of. So it's no longer going to be perfect. So actually starting is the most difficult step. It really does come down to our most basic fears of being judged, of getting it wrong, of just not knowing where to start often.
So what techniques can you give us for overcoming writer's block?
Well, the thing that you least want to do, if you like, when you've got writer's block is to write. You know, the clue is in the name. So don't write. In fact, why not just plan? Take a piece of paper, take a pencil, and just do a mind map or spidergram, whatever you want to call it, of what could go in the document. Another way to get started that doesn't actually involve writing, that's the good news, is to just fill in a reader profile questionnaire. Now, you can download these from our website, and it's just a questionnaire that focuses your mind on who the readers are, what they need, what they want, what they know already. Very easy to fill out, and great at just sort of getting you going and getting you in the right frame of mind. And you can find that on our website, which is www.emphasis.co.uk. And if you just follow the signs to the knowledge bank there, you'll find a reader profile questionnaire. Once you've done that, of course, you're still then going to come back to the dreaded moment where you have to put fingers to keyboard. It's important, I think, to just pick a leading task. And if that isn't writing, it can be something else. So it can be firing up your word processing program. That will get you into action mode. Once you've done that, then, you know, if you're still not writing, set a time and say, you know, I'm going to start writing this at 3:05. Maybe set an alarm, get everything ready, and then go. Don't worry about it being perfect. Just get going.
And should you just write for an allotted time? You say start at a certain time, but is it important to put a finish time on it as well?
Giving yourself a time limit is a fourth technique, if you like. If you say, okay, I really don't want to spend my entire morning or afternoon writing this because that's just too much to think about. That is a big threat. This is going to be awful. You know, I don't know what to write and I've got the whole morning stretching ahead of me. Well, fine. Say I'm going to write for 5 minutes. Set a timer and then write for just those 5 minutes. After all, how bad can writing for 5 minutes be? What you usually find then is that you speed up as the clock ticks away. As you get towards the end of your allotted time, you normally start writing faster and faster, which of course is energizing you, it's getting you writing, and then you can often keep going. It's like, well, I've got all this other information I'm going to write down, so you then start writing it. And if that doesn't work, then, you know, on the rare occasions when it doesn't, then say, fine, I'm going to stop and I'm going to start again in 10 minutes time and do another 5 minutes. Usually two or three of those 5 minute sessions are enough to crack even the most stubborn writer's block.